From the outset, clergy played a part in the demonstrations in Kiev and other parts of Ukraine. As Professor Andrei Zubov, an expert on the history of religion, points out,
priests of different confessions, different Orthodox groups, Unitarian, Greek Catholics, everyone was together.
While church leaders of all faiths in Ukraine appear to support the new political leadership in Kiev, the Russian clergy are keeping silent about recent events. Alexander Soldatov is a Russian journalist who covers religion.
We have yet to hear the Russian Orthodox Church take a stance on the situation in Ukraine. They have not even called for a truce during Easter.
The current conflict in Ukraine may be causing a schism between the Russian Orthodox Church and its Ukrainian affiliate. The Russian Orthodox Church, which has close ties to the Russian government, would not comment for this report. Professor Zubov had this to say.
If they come out in support of President Putin, their Ukrainian chapter could break off. If they support Ukraine, it would cause big problems with the Russian presidential administration.
About 40% of Orthodox believers in Ukraine are Russian Orthodox. Zubov and Soldatov say Russian Patriarch Kirill is at odds with President Putin over the conflict. As evidence, they cite Kirill's absence from Putin's March 18th Crimea address in the Kremlin. But Ukrainian Orthodox priest Yakov Krotov dismisses that idea.
Officially, the church is completely behind Putin. The rumors about Patriarch Kirill and Putin are just rumors.
Krotov thinks Patriarch Kirill is hedging his bets politically and called his silence meaningless. Soldatov says whereas the clergy was active in the Kiev demonstrations, it is nowhere to be seen in the pro-Russian protests in eastern Ukraine.
Well, there were numerous priests of all confessions at the Maidan Square. None are standing on the barricades surrounding the administrative buildings in Luhansk and Donetsk.
For both Russian and Ukrainian Orthodox believers, Easter is the most significant religious holiday, and this year it coincides with Easter in the West. Many faithful are no doubt praying that Ukrainians and Russians can avoid an escalation of the current conflict. Michael Eccles for VOA News, Moscow.